This is The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
You cannot look me in the face and tell me that America is the greatest country in the world when you have people who cannot have access to quality health care for no reasons other than their insurance provider denied them.
$100 billion and somebody needs a $100,000 operation or treatment and you don't want to pay for the medicine. I mean, it's just, it's scary.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studio at The Avenue, here's Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
You are listening to The Truth Unfiltered. I am your co-host, Denise Thomas, the effective communication coach, joined by the Dr. Ken Harris, who you can also listen to live every afternoon from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on our sister station, 101.7 FM, The Truth. Good evening, Dr. Ken. How are you?
Well, good evening. How are you?
I'm great.
I'm
wonderful.
I'm at about 76%.
You're about 76%?
Right.
Okay. How do we get it to?
By 9 o'clock,
90.
I'll be at 100.
Okay. All right.
And then I'll be off the air and nobody to talk to.
Say it again.
And by 9 o'clock, I'll be 100% with nobody to talk to.
It's okay. You know what? Talk to yourself. As long as you don't answer back,
okay.
You're okay, Dr. Ken.
Okay. Thank you.
And shout out to all of our viewers and listeners. We've got folks watching us now. We are streaming live. TMJ. We are streaming live on our 620 WTMJ channels on both X, formerly known as Twitter, as well as YouTube. And you can stream and listen and watch Dr. Ken and I right now. I've got on something really, really sexy and attractive. So go right now so you can see me look really, really sexy and attractive.
Notice she said that about herself, not me.
Well, that wouldn't be... and to also add to my sexiness.
And then that dude.
Then you can watch the handsome, distinguished gentleman, Dr. Ken Harris, as well.
That dude.
How about that, Dr. Ken?
I appreciate that.
So let's get into it. Because we already have now 6 minutes before our next break. Side note, y'all, dear TMJ and truth valued listeners. Y'all know, if you know me, I love to talk. And I could really talk for till midnight. But there's these things that we have called partnerships. And so we have breaks. So let me just level set how our truth this evening. Well, let me say my truth will be unfiltered this evening. We're going to talk about dun, dun, dun. Was DE&I ever alive? I mean, everybody's DE&I is dead. DE&I is ending. And for those that are not familiar, DE&I stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And over the past week, a number of major corporations / employers / CPGs, consumer packaged good companies, have eliminated, or maybe to be more softer, Dr. Ken, they've rolled back their DE&I initiatives. For a variety of reasons, but at the end of the day, and I'm speaking from the lens, Dr. Ken, of a Black woman who has been a Black woman for 48.5 years. Did DE&I, did it really die? I mean, after all the years of fighting, literally, for equal rights, for equal access, not to be judged, in the words of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. When you see headlines that say that Target and Walmart are joining other companies like the big three tech companies, Amazon, Google, Facebook, X. Do you, as a Black man, And remember, this is unfiltered, Dr. Ken. Do you really feel the impact? Do you really feel that DE&I saved you as part of your professional trajectory? And thirdly, are you sleepless at night reading these headlines? Now, I'm going to be quiet because I definitely want to hear your thoughts, and I want it to be truly unfiltered. And then I'm going to give you my thoughts when we come back from our first break.
All right. 855-616-1620 is the Siting Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Of course, you're listening to us on Monday night, so 833-212-1017. I guess we got to use both now. We're on 101.7 The Truth and 620 WTMJ. I'm Dr. Ken Harris. She is Denise Thomas, the effective communication coach. Hey, are we on X as well?
We are
all over the place.
We're all over the place.
You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered, 101.7 The Truth and 620 WTMJ. Before the break, we were discussing, and I guess you asked the question, I guess that is a bit unfiltered. Is DEI dead? But I think you had something to add to that. And
well, the question was it ever alive?
Yeah, it's kind of.
And, you know, I'm laughing, Dr. Ken, because there has been so much uproar to the point where, you know, I've seen and heard. And again, this is the truth segment, so I'm speaking from a Black perspective. For our audience, that to me are responding as if the World Health Organization announced that Armageddon is coming. I'm serious. Like I literally, and I don't want to discount the impact for many. With that being said, though, did we really benefit or have a significant setback? Because quite frankly, Dr. Ken, DE&I started diminishing. And I'm not going to say this until you give me your permission. So I'll say it this way, since this is unfiltered. There was a certain person who I work with that during the amplified focus due to being quarantined in our homes. There was a certain person that I work with that said, Denise, this DE&I agenda and publicity, it will die. It will fade out in about 2 or 3 years. Now, I'm not going to say who said this to me unless he wants me to and he gives me the authorization. His name rhymes with Mokhtar Ben. I'll just leave it at that.
Mokhtar Ben Ferris? That was me.
I didn't say the source, but obviously he knew what he was talking about because this person literally
arrows flashing and lights going. Hey, it's him.
This person?
Yes, I did.
I'm not making this up. Pulled me to the side about two or three years ago.
Yep.
And said, Denise, because I was like, man, my business is thriving, boy. We making all kind of money, boy. These companies can't get enough of DE&I. And Dr. Ken was like, plan accordingly.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Dr.
Ben Ferris. It was me. I admit it.
I'm listening.
It was
so how are you feeling about this, Dr. Ken? Unfiltered. How are you feeling about the uproar, the response?
Uh-huh.
You know, people are saying, let's boycott Target, Walmart.
Right.
All these, like, right. How do you feel? Is your life going to be changed based on these companies that have publicly announced they are rolling back or basically making their DE&I initiatives obsolete?
I believe, because I've been alive long enough to remember when we didn't have DEI, that one of the things we missed with DEI is, well, first of all, in my estimation, it was a emotional response to something that happened in Minnesota. And so instead of giving me the resources that would cause me to or cause the instance to create equity, we just kind of gave it to you. And so what happens when you give your kids something and they don't earn it or they don't really need it, but you give it to them anyway because they feel good? Eventually, they're going to either get tired of it or you're going to get tired of doling it out because there was no end to it. Like, DEI is great, but to what point? Like, to what extent are we doing this? Why are we doing this? I know you're doing it because you feel emotional and all that, and then you want to be our what was the word they always used? You want to help us out and all this, but you're only helping us in the way you think we need help. You're not helping us in the way that we actually need help with resources, the ability to be on our own feet and build our own businesses and build our own. You just gave us access to yours, but you never really gave us anything new. You never really gave us anything that we could take, build, and become self-sufficient. And eventually people what? They end. They go, we did that long enough. Let's go back to the way that benefits me. And so that's what they did. So when I saw that, I went, yeah, I've seen this pop up every now and then, and it kind of died because it's unsustainable. And so when you only gave us money out of a certain pot, that's one of the reasons why Byron Allen is suing McDonald's. Because now in most large companies' brain, when they think DEI, they say, I know what we can do. We can get a lot of points and everybody will love us. So we'll carve out some money and put it in a pot for them. Well, that's great. But the problem was the pot was significantly smaller. So using numbers I don't know offhand, but using an example, I may have a $50 million marketing budget, but I only have $1 million for DEI. So I could say I did something, but there was no real significance. You didn't get any resources. You didn't get the ability to be with everybody else. So because I only have $1 million and it's like 500 black businesses, I'm going to just divide it by them. Why can't I come in and compete with everybody else and get part of the other 49 million? Right? And so you're spending tens of millions of dollars in predominantly white areas, and you're only spending like one with black. And so it got to the point where people said, inflation is here and we can boost our bottom line, but how do you boost your bottom line? Like, you're literally getting nothing back for DEI, you're only giving. And so now they just took the money back.
Let me just say this, Dr. Ken. And you bring up a great point because, well, first, let me add to one of your great points. 4 years after launching we'll call it a push for more diversity in its ranks, McDonald's, yes, to all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, said earlier this month that it is ending, and I'm quoting, some of its diversity practices. Within this announcement, they cited a U.S. Supreme Court decision that outlawed affirmative action in college admissions. So let me just build off of that. Number one, DE&I was never a federally regulated program, nor was it part of legislation. This was something that, and again, it varies across different employers, whether they felt it was an extracurricular activity, whether they felt that it was something that was going to drive the business, for whatever reasons that vary across different organizations, both public and private, DE&I was never a law. It was never a federal regulated program. Now, affirmative action, that's a different story.
Correct.
Because that was something that was a practice that was, again, part of the legislative and ultimately judicial process, i.e. the Supreme Court.
And Civil Rights
Act. Correct. Yes, which have now, the U.S. Supreme Court has now outlawed affirmative action in college admissions. Basically, and I'm giving y'all my public school third grade version here. We cannot allow or force companies or employers to hire people based on their identity. We cannot allow employers to focus on hiring people based on their identity, regardless of whether they're white, black, Asian, Hispanic, straight, gay, transgender, binary, whatever your identity is. The Supreme Court has said that can no longer be a factor in college admissions. And indirectly, companies are now saying we can't use DE&I as a program for hiring, training, and selecting employees. Okay, so I want to make sure that we first understand the distinction. Now, again, the Supreme Court in July of 2023 ruled that affirmative action cannot be a part of college admissions. As soon as that happened, and I'm going to tell you, Dr. Ken, the reason why I know is because as soon as that happened, without listening to you, which I usually do, and now I really will, despite your advice to me, my business tanked. When did it tank? Dr. Ken, I'm so glad you asked. It tanked, and I'm a black woman who's been in an independent business owner going into my eighth year, okay? My business tanked, and I'm not making this up. You want access to my accounting? Good luck, but I'm telling you right now. Well, according to QuickBooks.
We'll take your word for it.
Thank you. According to QuickBooks, my business tanked in terms of double-digit decrease mm-hmm. in revenue mm-hmm. in July of 2023.
Yep. But let me add one little thing, one little caveat.
Okay.
They didn't outlaw affirmative action. They outlawed the individual counting. So quotas are illegal. So what colleges did is under affirmative action, they started counting. Okay, well, we need, let's get 15% black. Just throwing out numbers. Let's get 2% Asian. Let's get 6% Hispanic. And you can't do that. Affirmative action says it's outreach and remedial measures. We're going to make sure everything is equal and then everybody is met the same measure. They used mm-hmm. to say, well, you're a black female and you're in your 40s. Well, no, you have to do more. No, we can't do that anymore. But that's how they used to do it, right? Poll tax and all that stuff.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Let me be clear, because my business was able to go back into sustainability mode and then ultimately into profitability mode simply because I focused on one thing and one thing only. And this had nothing to do with me being and I'll use the household terms, small business owner,
right.
minority business owner, woman business owner, black business owner. I did not use any of these. And these are not feelings. These are facts. Okay.
Right.
I went back to the lab and I said, okay, I know the service that my business provides is relevant and it's relatable and it can help anyone who is receptive to communication coaching. Are you with me, Dr. Ken?
Yep.
I had to go back to the lab and just like literally rebuild and say, okay, who am I and who is this company?
Find that niche that reflects who you are and what you do.
Then I literally, and I'm giving y'all like some unfiltered truth here.
No, you're giving a business lesson of what you're giving.
I go back to my team and I say, okay, look, we are a for-profit business. And we in particular prefer to partner with other for-profit individuals and or businesses. And so with that being said, we're going to need to rebrand and repurpose. But we never, and I want to be clear, Dr. Ken, we never stopped doing what we were doing from day one.
Right.
But we had to make sure that we were no longer prioritizing DE&I as our primary revenue generator, because like you said, here today, gone tomorrow. Yep. Now, also, and then I'll be quiet because I know we've been talking for a while. Let me just close out with this before we go to our next break. I want to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm still black and I'm still a woman and I still have a business and I have to make sure, again, that I'm relevant and relatable to all existing or potential clients. I do not discount that discrimination and racism and sexism and ageism still exist. And those are things that I have to accept, Dr. Ken.
Yep.
But what I can change and what I can influence is anytime I partner with a predominantly white organization, which is pretty much 85% to 90%
right.
of my business in right. terms of sales. I'm look, this is unfiltered. There's no need of us, you know, let's break it down. I have yet to hear someone say to me, after I deliver, after I provide the deliverables, I have yet to hear someone say, oh man, I'm glad we checked that box and hired that black right. woman-owned business. This right. is what I hear. I hear, thank you for being easy to work with. Thank you for exceeding our expectations. Thank you for making people feel connected. Thank you for helping us get some, I was going to say a bad word, some stuff done. And that, Dr. Ken, is something yep. that I'm consistently practicing, yep. whether I wake up tomorrow green or whether I wake up tomorrow black or whether I wake up tomorrow with one eye. And I just want to encourage people that are yep. taking this news.
Yeah, yeah, but a patch would be pretty cool. A patch would be, I'm just saying.
I just want to encourage our listeners, however you identify, you cannot allow this agenda
yep.
to distract you from being great. Because at the end of the day, businesses want to grow. And if your product and or service
Absolutely.
Can ultimately help that business grow in profitability, talent, retention, whatever the case may be, focus on that.
Now you
focus
know
on that.
Now you know you're saying something that's ruffling some feathers. You know that.
That's my gift.
You know
that's
that.
What I'm supposed to do.
Okay. But
that's what I'm supposed to do, Dr. Ken.
But you're telling me
oh,
the
you
truth
me
a little. Well, you're a little unfiltered.
Okay, no, you may do this. There comes a time when we heed a certain. You may do the we are the world, we are the children, like be cute and nice and politically correct. Because I can do that too.
Right. But the problem is that doesn't make money.
Exactly.
Like DEI proved. That doesn't make money. And if it doesn't generate a return, like we forgot we're in a capitalist country and that the smallest business to the largest business can make hundreds of thousands and hundreds of millions and hundreds of billions. Like we got, what, $3 trillion companies that we said it would never be done in our lifetime. It's there. We just have to recognize, and when we come from back from the break, we'll talk about it. How do you now become the best that you can be?
Love it.
Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. She's Denise Thomas. I'm Dr. Ken Harris. You're listening to Truth Unfiltered.
This is The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
You are listening to The Truth Unfiltered. I beat you to it, Dr. Ken. You are listening to The Truth Unfiltered. I am your co-host, Denise Thomas, the effective communication coach, alongside with the intellectual prophetic. If you're just joining in, I gave y'all a real example of his prophecy skills.
Yeah,
Dr. Ken, and he has given me permission. I'm telling y'all, Dr. Ken called it. Whether you like Dr. Ken or not, and I've worked with Dr. Ken now going in year six. We started doing this in, no, wait a minute. No, was it 2020? 2020?
Well, 2019? I mean, we've known each other for a couple of decades, but still.
Yeah, so he and I have a healthy relationship. I learned a lot from Dr. Ken.
And she hollers at me a lot. So then there's that.
I holler at everybody. That's just part
That's
of
true.
DT.
That is true.
So
that is true.
If I don't holler at you, then I probably don't like you.
And you probably don't care either. So
I was going to say that too. The see
movie
you in my head.
The movie I was talking about. See, we got to quit finishing each other's thoughts. The movie I was talking about was White Man's Burden. In an alternative America where African American and white Americans have reversed cultural roles, a white factory worker kidnaps a black factory owner. And you know, those kind of things when you're upset and you're mad and you want discrimination to end and all that. And so it was a great movie, Harry Belafonte. It was a phenomenal movie. Because under those circumstances and under those conditions, it brings out the same emotion in everybody. And so I think while people may favor diversity, equity, and inclusion, you at least need to empathize, or not, but you need to empathize the fact that other people can be in a position to feel the same thing you feel. And that was an emotional, we're dealing with an emotional response of perceived loss if we continue down this road.
Now, if you're just tuning in, great point, Dr. Ken. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
DE&I, diversity, equity, inclusion policies, that over the past week, companies, employers like Target, Meta, which is the owner of Facebook, Instagram, Amazon. No, for real. Dr. Ken, listen to this list. Cause I'm gonna be unfiltered.
All right.
When black people, I'm speaking about my community. When black people say we are boycotting, let me just go through the list of what we're proclaiming to boycott. Okay. Let's start. Cause what kills me is that a lot of the black people, including the younger generation that have the utmost dependency on social media, are saying boycott Target, boycott Meta platforms, which includes Instagram and Facebook.
Right.
Okay. Stay with me, Dr. Ken. This is Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm trying to understand all my aunties and uncles and cousins that literally say, I have a problem. What's your problem? I order Amazon every day. Okay, let's keep going. McDonald's, Walmart,
Target,
Ford,
yep.
Ford Motor Company,
yep.
Lowe's, Harley Davidson, based here in Milwaukee, Brown-Forman, who's the parent company of Jack Daniels, John Deere,
wait,
the farm equipment maker.
Whiskey? Girl, bourbon? Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Tractor Supply. All of these companies have either rolled back or eliminated their DE&I policies or initiatives. Now, let me just, with that list, clarify what that means. So DE&I policies, programs, initiatives were originally orchestrated as a counterweight to discriminatory practices. Okay, so a lot of the critics were arguing that education, government, and business programs would single out participants based on race, gender, and sexual orientation are unfair, and the same opportunities should be afforded to everyone. Now, here's what's interesting, Dr. Ken. This sounds exactly like the narrative of black people and women during the civil rights movement in the late 50s through the mid 60s, right before President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act.
Mm-hmm.
Exact same thing. Fast forward, white people, and in particular straight white men, are saying, hey, wait a minute. This is getting out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
I am worried about my power, my ability to thrive in my company, because what I'm hearing through DE&I is that you are creating metrics that are focusing on groups that are not part of my identity. Therefore, I feel like I'm getting pushed out. Therefore, if I am not able to have money, I do not have power. And that is not what I signed up for. So I think we need to take a step back and remind ourselves that these companies that have scaled back or just completely abolished diversity and equity inclusion initiatives. This came as a result of the protest when George Floyd was murdered in Minneapolis, and it's no longer allegedly because they were found guilty of killing George Floyd in 2020. Right. This was a reaction. This was something that companies were like, hey, everybody's watching. We've got to do something. Yep. But let me be clear. Racism, sexism, ageism, homophobism, if that's a real ism. Can you say homophobism? Is that a real ism?
No.
Okay. Those that are homophobic will continue to be racist, sexist, homophobic, or however you want to call it. And so what I'm saying to you is this as part of my unfiltered truth. When you are reacting with, I'm going to boycott Target, Walmart, Amazon, Facebook, Instagram, which is your prerogative. My mindset is everything that occurred in this country prior to George Floyd's murder, prior to DE&I initiatives, it happened because at the end of the day, CEOs will, first of all, do whatever they want to do. And secondly, if this is not something that's going to impact the dollar, their business growth, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And so, again, as far as I'm concerned, I'm focusing on partnering with people and organizations that include me, that appreciate my business. I don't need you, and I'm serious, I don't need you to say you stand in solidarity with the Black community after an innocent Black man has been murdered. I don't need you to say Black Lives Matter. I really don't. But what I do need you is to make sure that the same people that are patronizing your businesses, i.e. Instagram, i.e. Facebook, Amazon, McDonald's, Walmart, Target, Ford, the list goes on and on. I need you to make sure that you've got people that look like me in the boardroom. I need you to make sure that you're hiring leaders. Because what then happens is you end up getting a civil rights lawsuit because you don't have representation and you have somebody putting a monkey on a t-shirt, which culturally, Black people find offensive. So again, I don't need programs. I don't need statements. I appreciate them when they're made, but it's not a necessity to my well-being. What I need, again, Dr. Kennedy, I'll be quiet. What I need is this country to remind ourselves that the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the laws promise me that no matter what, unless I break a law, unless I infringe upon someone's civil rights, like walking up to some stranger and knocking them up beside the head, I should be qualified, or I should be regarded based on my qualifications for any room, any position, any seat that I deserve, not simply because I checked two boxes and that's Black and female. That's what I'm saying.
And one of the things people need to understand with affirmative action before we go to break is that it focuses on remedying historic injustices through preferential treatment mandated by law. But that preferential treatment is an equalizer, not a preference. And so people should understand, and I hate the fact that they use that word preference, but people need to understand that if you correct historic injustices, then that company will then change their practices and change their policies that caused us not to be present anyway. But the easy way around it is DEI, because I don't have to change anything. I can just plug you in and call it a day. I can put you in a dead-end job and just kind of have you sit there, but then I'm going to count you. Oh, look, I checked the box. And that's unfortunate. And so I think somewhere in this, we're going to have to work through to see exactly how we're going to figure out how to make this work. Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. When we come back, Talk and Text Line, we've got some interesting comments and a few replies that we're going to let Denise dive into. You're listening to Truth Unfiltered on TMJ.
You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
All right, what is it you want to do when you grow up?
Hey, yo, I'm going to be a titter.
Target.
Victory is mine. Yeah,
most people love Target. Target is one of the most recent companies that has publicly shared they will be rolling back their DE&I initiatives. Now, Target employee base has grown more diverse in recent years. About 43% of Target's workforce was white, 31% was Hispanic Latino, 15% was black, and 5% was Asian in the fiscal year that ended in early February of last year, according to the company's most recent diversity report. The company's leadership team is less diverse than its overall workforce. 72% of the leadership was white, followed by 11% Hispanic Latino, 11% Asian, and 6% black. Now, these numbers can be interpreted different ways, Dr. Ken. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you my unfiltered truth.
Okay.
Now, a lot of these numbers scream to people, some people, not all people, that Target is not hiring enough people of color. You ready for me to ruffle some feathers?
Go right ahead.
We got all kind of people talking about, oh my gosh, they're going to ban TikTok. I make so much money off of TikTok. You make so much money making commercials. That's what that is. That's not work. You make a lot of money making 60-second or less commercials. That is not work. Yeah, I said it. And while we're focusing our time and energy on TikTok, which is a social media platform that many, again, claim that if TikTok is banned, I'm not going to be able to feed my kids. And then when you see numbers where it says companies' leadership teams across big employers such as Target are talking about, 6% black in leadership, 15% black in the overall workforce, that to me screams we have a deficit in terms of how we are preparing our future leaders, our kids, the next generation of leadership to be ready. Because being in a highly visible business critical role, it takes work. It takes education. It takes acumen. It takes commitment consistently. You can't rely on a platform to make money that only requires you to make 60 seconds of content. That should be a marketing tool. But if you're saying that I can't exist without TikTok, and then you wonder why major companies don't have enough of us in the boardroom, it also has to do with talent. It also has to do with readiness. It also has to do with qualified. And if I look at the numbers, there is a deficit. We are losing in this country qualified doctors, engineers, lawyers, people that work in trade, which, by the way, Dr. Ken and I on a previous episode talked about the opportunities in cybersecurity.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Yep. Very, very lucrative.
And don't believe the hype. Go get a degree.
So, you know, I'm also saying like we cannot, as people of color and women and members of traditionally marginalized groups, take this as, oh, these companies don't want us. I'm not saying there is not a degree of discrimination within these numbers. With that being said, though, there is also a deficit of talent. There is a shortage of people who actually want to work to go up the ladder and become senior leaders or C-suite leaders. I can't tell you how many executive friends that I have. Like, Dr. Ken, I mean, and I know you have the same thing, executive friends that are decision makers that are Black,
yep,
that say we are struggling trying to find people who want to work that look like us.
Of all races, really.
Yes. And so, again, I'm going to, my truth unfiltered is that as much as this is an alarm for a lot of people, this should also be a wake-up call.
Yep.
Because before D&I, there are just some things that, as people of color, we're going to have to wake up and understand, like, either we are going to, as the leaders of the civil rights movement in Montgomery, Alabama, see, boycott is not going on social media and saying, I'm not going to shop here anymore, or this is what I've seen, Dr. See, I told you, I'm going to ruffle some feathers.
Ooh.
Boycotting is not going on social media and posting a video of Target and saying, y'all see this? Look at this, girl. That's not boycotting. Boycotting is what Al Sharpton, Reverend Al Sharpton, and his network, they're actually walking in the streets and visibly walking into a Costco and saying, we are not supporting Target. And they're spending their dollars. We got to get, like, here's the thing. Bottom line is that if you truly are going to tell me to stop shopping somewhere, that means literally by tomorrow morning, Target should be saying, okay, wait a minute. Although we got rid of D&I, we still need the Black dollar. Because by the way, Black people, we spend more money than any other demographic in this country. That's a fact. That is a fact.
Percentage-wise, absolutely. Yep.
Do you know why, Dr. Ken?
Why is
because
that?
Other races, they shop where? In their community.
Yep. And we don't have anything in our community.
So therefore, if you're going to tell me to boycott Target, Walmart, and all these other places, then give me a link to a relative Black-owned business. Or tell me what you do so that I can partner with you. But all this, just boycott. And then also, oh, but don't take away TikTok because I still need to be able to make my 60-second commercials and make $60,000 a week. You can't have both. And we as a community, we have to get back into what makes us qualified. There are a number of highly educated Black people who, yes, are hired and are discriminated against once they get in the role. Okay, well, then that means that you stop completely shopping there, supporting that organization. But all this, come on, like, did we really think? I mean, the Electoral College map reminded me. The Kool-Aid Man, the red map. Why are we acting surprised? Why are we acting shocked? And why are we now saying, what are we going to do? It's like dating a narcissist. And then you take that narcissist back and you're like, I can't, you promised you would be different. What happened? Honey, that person was the same person when you broke up the previous five times. Donald Trump told you who he was. He showed you who he was from day one. You cannot be mad at him.
Yep.
So I'm going to get off my soapbox. But my thing is this, whether DE&I was alive or dead, I want and I hope that we as human beings get back to really understanding what discrimination looks and feels like, what positioning ourselves for success looks like. And number three, getting back to not allowing agendas to be a distraction and get our education. Work harder. Yep. Work more.
Yep.
Don't allow social media to be the only generator of revenue that you have. My goodness. TikTok? 60 seconds, Dr. Ken.
Yep.
Come on. What are we doing here?
Well, that's hour one. We'll be back shortly. We're going to eventually get to the talking text line because this is the Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas. Dr. Ken is this, I think I'm in listening mode tonight. So, and I think that's a great thing. Sometimes we need to hear points of view from the eyes and the experience of people who have lived it. And that's what you're getting tonight. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Truth Unfiltered. Denise Thomas, Dr. Ken Harris. Siting Unlimited, WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1120. Hit us there.